MapMyself is an online concept mapping application. It's perhaps the one that's most similar to the Tony Bazan mind maps, if you're familiar with those. It has that sort of organic look and feel to it. To set yourself up with an account is fairly straightforward, and having done that, you then have, in the basic account at least, the capability to create two online mind maps. However, you can download maps in MapMyself format to your local computer and then upload them as you need to use them. If you go for the premium version, you can store as many as you want online and create as many as you want. And of course, you get extra features too, not least in the saving out options, the export options. And the way that it works with imagery is far more flexible and more featured in the paid for version. To create your first map, you've got two options. You can either create it freeform by starting off with a central concept and then dragging out the branches one by one, adding text as you go, or later if you want to come back to it. Each branch is it's a simple matter of dragging out from the node at the termination of each branch, and then you add more and more branches. If it gets too complex, you can of course collapse all the branches from a particular node to make it easier. That's a common feature in concept mapping applications. It automatically colours the branches for you, although you can change the look and feel later on should you wish to do so on a one-by-one basis or change where the themes are coloured. The second way that you can create your mind map is something called Speed Mind Map, where you just do text entry and it generates the map for you automatically based on the text that you enter one by one, and that might be something that's quite useful and speed things up for you. Talking of outputs, there are several ways you can output, but it does have a presentation mode, which is quite interesting. What that does, if you set it in presentation mode, is give you just your central concept, and then you click on the play button, and one by one it expands each of the branches, and you can pause it as it's going along and perhaps talk about it if you were actually in a presentation. Adding imagery can be done from the clip art bank, although that's quite limited. You can upload images, and there's a link with Flickr if you wish to do that, but they only come within the free version. An extra little tool is the capture tool. So if you've got a complex network map and you want to capture just part of it, it's like a little screen grab. So that could be useful. Exporting is done, or the option to do so is quite limited. You cannot export in JPEG format in the basic version. And if you want more, you'll have to stump up.